אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading in the writings of בעל הסולם, articles of Shamati, Shamati number 25, things that come from the heart. You can find the article in the Aravut system and the study material button and on the site. You can ask questions and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
We are in a single system of Adam HaRishon, and we need to discover that we're all interconnected, and the system is uniform, unique, and also we cannot change our connections, but only the quality of the connections, that is, to the extent to which we are connected with each other. But the fact that there is a place for each one and there is a role for each one, that has already been determined by the system itself, from where it cascades and it comes. And even though the connections between us were broken, they were broken only with respect to us, so that we will feel that they are broken, so that we will connect through our own forces, through our own prayers, back to that system, and then we will understand how it works, how it operates, and we will truly be the correct parts in it, so that we will operate correctly and activate this system correctly. And this is why our influence on each other is very important. And here there is a question: by what can we influence each other so as to reach the goal? Both us, those who do want to some extent to reach the goal, and also the other people, since everyone is in that same system, even though they don't belong to our organization, to our group, they are also in the system, even though on a degree where it's not that they yearn for the achievement of the goal, but nevertheless, they also have a place, and there is a time, the time will come when there will be a room for them to bestow more, and in this way we will advance. And therefore it's important for us to know how much we are connected to each other now, and to what form of connection we should reach, and what do we need to do, what is up to us, what depends on our choice, and what does not depend on us, and we need to patiently wait for it to be corrected. That's it. So we always need to distinguish between the things that we can influence and the things that we're not able to influence for the time being, out of lack of forces, restrictions, and screens that we have between us. And therefore, we hear how Kabbalists are telling us that we need to correct our hearts, that is, our desires truly into one heart, so that they will be connected between them to such an extent that even though now we have that one big heart that Adam HaRishon had in this system, the one heart, and it was broken into many pieces, however, if above the shattering, above the distance, we will try to connect these pieces, then we will take to this connection also the distance that we have now, and that distance will serve for us as an amplifying force in connecting between the pieces, and then the heart that we will put together will be 620 times stronger, bigger, more powerful than the heart that we had in the system of Adam Rishon to begin with. And this is why it is very important for us, even though we don't truly feel the actions that we are performing, the spiritual ones, and how much by that we are working on the unification of the hearts, the desires, but nevertheless, the inclination towards that already works. And already the first degree of the unity of the hearts will open up for us the first feeling of the spiritual degree that we need to attain, the first degree of the end of correction, because we are already uniting in the system of Adam. And this is what we have ahead of us. Therefore, it is very important for us to feel the heart of each and every friend. We need to realize how much we are still inside forces that reject one another, and these forces remain. As the Oviut, the course test that becomes revealed, and it is standing, it keeps standing, and it actually grows stronger at the Siyum of our Partsuf, because we will reach a state where the entire coarseness will be revealed, and above it we will discover the connection. And therefore our work should already be on two lines. There is the line that is distancing between us. This is our mutual ego, and we do agree with it, like mature people who realize that this is how it has to be in creation. That the whole of creation is called Bria, is called Ba, outside, meaning outside of the state of connection that existed before. And now we need to connect above the rejections, the contrasts, the deviations, the hatred, etc. So that love will cover all crimes, both the crimes and the love, thus need to grow in a mutual manner. And in between them, we will determine ourselves as the middle line, where we exist and attain the Creator. So both the right and the left, both the hatred and the love, must accompany us towards the contact and with an adhesion with the Creator. And therefore the most important thing here is the work in the heart. And the mind, we need it only to the extent that that we have to work with the heart. This is why, with that approach, we need to yearn for connection. If we want to work with the mind, with the intellect, more than the inclination for connection that we have, it is considered that one's wisdom is greater than one's deeds. That we are activating the intellect like philosophers or psychologists or all kinds of wise people. And we, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, need to operate the mind, the intellect, only to the extent that we need to use the desire, our desire, in order to position it correctly, to turn it correctly. This actually are a few things that I want to say before the article. And now let's read.
Michael? We are in the writings of Baal HaSulam, Shamati number 25, Things That Come From The Heart. Regarding things that come from the heart, enter the heart. Hence, why do we see that even if things have already entered the heart, one still falls from his degree? The thing is that when one hears the words of Torah from his teacher, he immediately agrees to his teacher, with his teacher, and resolves to observe the words of his teacher with heart and soul. But afterwards, when he comes out to the world, he sees, covets, and is infected by the multitude of desires roaming the world. Then he and his mind, his heart, and his will are annulled before the majority. As long as he has no power to sentence the world to the side of merit, they subdue him. He mingles with their desires, and he is led like sheep.
Well, the influence of the environment over the person, that if he exists among whomever he exists, is between, the environment ultimately influences him. Person cannot overcome and resist the environment that he is in. So, by that we need to understand that we have no choice. We must distance from a foreign environment that doesn't have the same goal in life as we do, and to determine for ourselves an environment in which we can dwell and grow stronger towards that goal, and to achieve that goal specifically in the center of our environment. Yes?
And then he is led like sheep to the slaughter. He has no choice. He is compelled to think, want, crave, and demand everything that the majority demands. Then he chooses their foreign thoughts and their loathsome lusts and desires, which are alien to the spirit of the Torah. In that state, he has no strength to subdue the majority. Instead, there is only one counsel then, to cling to his teacher and to the books. This is called from the mouth of books and from the mouth of authors. Only by clinging to them can he change his mind and will for the better. However, witty arguments will not help him change his mind, but only the remedy of dvekut, adhesion. For this is a wondrous cure, as the dvekut, the adhesion, reforms him.
But we reach adhesion when we shut our eyes and we go forward. That's it. We have chosen the path. Now we need to shut our eyes so that nothing will hinder us from advancing and to advance. After we reach contact with whatever we want to reach, then it is possible to calculate, because I cannot be on the path to my goal, my spiritual goal, and to be connected to all kinds of alien sources. They will confuse me on the path. Rather, we have to advance. And later on to calculate, again to advance, and then to calculate. Yes?
Only while one is inside Kedusha, holiness, can one argue with oneself and indulge in clever polemics, that the mind necessitates that he should always walk on the path of the Creator. However, one should know that even when he is wise and certain that he can already use this wit to defeat the Sitra Achra, other side, he must engrave in his mind that all this is worthless, that this is not a weapon that can defeat the war against the inclination. For all these concepts are but a consequence he has attained after the aforementioned adhesion.
First of all, go toward the goal with all the forces as much as possible. We reach whatever we wanted to achieve, then it is possible to open our eyes and look. What did we achieve relative to the kind of connection that we had before, relative to the connection that we had toward the world and so on. But along the way, we must not add foreign forces.
In other words, all the concepts upon which he builds his building, saying one must always follow the path of the Creator, is founded in adhesion with his teacher. Thus, if he loses the foundation, all the concepts are powerless, since they will not be lacking. Since they will now be lacking the foundation. Hence, one must not rely on one's own mind, but adhere once more to books and to authors, for only this can help him. And no wit or intellect, as there is no vitality in them.
Ken.
Yes. Well, let's hear a few questions and then maybe we will repeat the article again. Let's see. Actually, PT 24.
Good morning, Rav. When I shut my eyes, what should I see?
You should see that same goal, that the environment that you have chosen to go with towards the Creator through adhesion with this environment, that you're going in it and constantly thinking about adhesion with the environment. You don't see the Creator, you don't understand, you don't feel how you're coming closer to the goal, but rather you are going towards the goal, towards adhesion with the Creator through that map, let's say, or how do you call it, what you have in a car, Waze, a navigation system, a GPS, fine. This is what I'm going by. I don't know the routes, I don't know anything. I have a vector, an arrow showing me how to advance, and this is, according to that, I go. This is actually my adhesion with the environment. And this is how it is in spirituality and in our life. We don't know what spirituality is, which qualities we have to reach. Each time we discover something new that we didn't think about before, so then how will we advance? That is, this opens up for us the eyes, actually, that our whole way in life, it is the same actually in the corporeal life, but here somehow we manage in the dark. But in spirituality, truly, there now, there we have to determine for ourselves a new mind and emotion. Otherwise, we won't feel anything. And the spiritual darkness, the inability to see ourselves, it will grow more and more with every step along the way. So it will be manifested in hatred among the friends, all kinds of forms and collisions we will have in our life, in everything. The darkness will grow. It will grow stronger. And each time, on each and every degree where the darkness is greater, it is considered that the coarseness becomes accumulated. And upon the coarseness, we have to determine each time our connections in a society and in the center of the society to detect what are our connections with the Creator. And in this way, we will advance.
When I choose the good environment, when I choose an environment and I shut my eyes, I choose to see the group, the ten, whatever, in adhesion and in wholeness. And can I do this and continue in this perception to work with it?
You cannot continue anything if you don't choose each and every moment where you are and where you want to reach. Our advancement in spirituality is in a state where each time you have disconnection, and you need to renew the connection, and again disconnection, and again connection, in such a way. Because each time you have to determine what is it that you want, what for, why, and this is in each and every moment. Because in each and every moment you are going through new discernments, these new desires are revealed in you from the shattering, and upon them again and again you have to determine who am I, what am I, what do I want to reach, by what do I reach whatever I want to reach, and so on.
Moti, Zel?
Moti, is that it?
Okay.
Thank you also.
Moscow 6.
Товарищ спрашивает, что значит не опираться на свое знание? Ведь выбирая окружение, я все равно выбираю
посредством... What does it mean not to rely on my knowledge? Because I choose the environment according to my knowledge.
What does it mean not to rely on my own mind? It means that I nevertheless listen to what the teachers tell me. This is called from the teachers, from the authors, from the mouth of the teachers, the mouth of the authors. This is what a person has. Who else can guide him towards something that he doesn't know? It's like the parents we have in our world. So you have the father and the mother. Mostly it's the mother. And she puts us on our feet and she helps us, teaches us how to walk. And she pulls us to her, then she lets go of us so that we need to advance on our own and we cannot. We stand there crying and we fall. And once again, she puts us up and in this way we advance. Look at the difference between the animate degree and the degree of the human degree, the speaking degree. Where the animate degree, as it says, a one-day-old calf is considered an ox. That is, it can get up and walk, and it knows how to reach its mother and how to suck milk from her, and how to lie down and how to run away from whatever scares him, etc. That is, it has forces. One day old, already it is considered grown up, an ox, a bull. It doesn't have to rise from the animate degree to a greater degree of a beast. It's already in it. Whereas we need to shift to a higher degree. And this is why even in our corporeal life, there is a projection to that until we grow up and become human beings, which is considered that we reach the bar mitzvah, the age of 13, then we truly have to go through a great process. We don't need to put animals through kindergarten and school and take them through some educational system and teach them something. They join their parents, and this is how they enter life. But a child cannot understand it in such a way that he's simply among the grown-ups. You have to take care of him all the time, over a few years. And from that, we can just understand how much we have to also perform actions in order to take care of ourselves in spirituality. What spiritual process we have to go through, what kind of spiritual education we have to go through until we grow. And it's not 15 years, let's say, like in the corporeal world. It could even be a lot longer. As Parasulam says, 10, 20, or 30 years. But nevertheless, this is the time. You can't do anything about it. Why do we need such systems and such long times? We will learn later about them, and we will discover them. We will see how necessary it is that nothing was done for no reason, but rather it all emerges from the upper laws of nature that tie from the highest degree, let's say what we call the 10th 1,000 years, millennia, above the end of correction, beyond all of the corrections, and where we see how we can reach that by knowing that point, then we will understand how much we need to create connections between darkness and light, and by that we get to know ourselves and the force of the Creator. There is none as wise as the experienced one. Only after we will start to attain this, we will agree with creation, we will surrender ourselves, submit ourselves, and in that way we will advance.
Latin 3.
Можно?
Один фри.
Ну, быстро, ну.
Да, вот он продолжает. Тогда выходит, что я не выбираю.
We need to choose only what the Kabbalists tell us to grow stronger in the environment. We have nowhere else to, with respect to which we can measure ourselves. As much as we have chosen the environment, later on, we just need to grow stronger in it more and more, with all of the new egoistic elements that become revealed in us. That's it.
Latin free.
Latin free.
Gracias, buenos días, amigos. Maestro, si amigos, a pesar de estar en Bnei Baruch, en nuestro grupo, siguen otras corrientes.
The friends, besides being in Bnei Baruch, the friends that continue into other trends and currents, does that represent the growing coarseness in them, or is it because the 10 doesn't create a good enough environment?
I don't know who you have in mind and what exactly it is. There are people who were with us and maybe they left. Is this what you have in mind? But we're talking about ones who are with us and we are advancing along with them. That's it. One who leaves, he leaves. All the best to him. May he succeed. His success for sure will be in that he, if he will manage to discover until the end of his life that this is not the way, then he will regret it and come back. And his regret also, and the fact that he comes back, they also are considered to be part of the correction. In the general providence, of course, it's all there. But we need to see this, and I think in our time it's not such a big problem, that actually humanity has no other ways that are worthwhile for us to check which way are we advancing. Relative to other options, there are none. We can see how much all of these things are falling and falling and falling up to the general crisis that we will soon feel in the all over the humanity.
Ita 4.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Good morning, Rav. Rav, what does it mean that the intellect are without life?
Lo evante?
I didn't understand.
Repeat, please.
What does it, the end of the article says that the intellect are without life, liveliness.
Yes, the mind, the intellect is a machine. Just like in a computer, you put things into it, and it makes calculations. This is how our mind is, not more than that. So what is his question?
He's asking what it means that there is no vitality there.
There's no vitality there, and that's right, because the emotional discernments are not in the mind, but rather in the desire. And whatever the desire receives emotionally, the comparison between them and all kinds of such things, that the mind does already. The intellect is what measures. And the connection and the struggle that exists between the emotion and the intellect, that depends on the degree to which we enter the work of above reason. There, we can connect correctly the mind and the emotion, and then we will be able to feel in between the two of them how we are advancing correctly.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, what does that mean? Only while one is inside Kedusha can one argue with oneself.
Well, because until one acquires his stature between the mind and the emotion in a correct way, and he is able to base it on the group that he's in, because what else can he base himself on? He doesn't trust himself. He knows how much each and every moment he receives new data, new inputs in his mind and in his emotion, and that there is no choice. If he wants to advance, then he has to be above that.
בסדר?
Okay.
טוב. נו, קייב.
קייב.
Да, дорогой Рав, вот несмотря на то, что мы как бы все в окружении находимся,
yes, they have,
в нашем групповом,
even though
как бы внешнее окружение большое,
we are in our, in the environment of our group, there's a broader environment too. Outside of us, and it's written there in the article that only thanks to adhesion can we oppose it. What does that mean?
I don't know. I received many counsels from Rabash in relation to how to be connected, related to the world, people, my relatives, those who are close to you and those who are far away from you and hate you, in all kinds of such different states. And I don't understand what you have in mind. It's the best if the external world outside of the group doesn't know what it is that you're doing. Regarding the spiritual state, that's you, that's yours. This is something that is internal, that's it. You can even say, if somebody's interested, you can say, oh, this is something that's very intimate, it belongs to me. And I don't want to talk about it. You also have things that you hide from everyone, and I have things that I hide from everyone. I respect whatever you do, and I'm asking you to respect whatever I do. And in that, of course, I'm not doing causing harm to anyone. So I don't understand, what is it that people want from me? That's it. This is my internal world, and no one can enter in there. No one is able to go in there, and I also don't want it. So let's respect one another in that the internality of the person is only in him and under his control. And that's it. And it can be even at home. But in public places, at work, and all kinds of things with respect to the world, certainly this is how you need to work with it. And not only in relation to Kabbalah, even in relation to religions or tastes and whatever each person is attracted to, the hobby of each and everyone.
Ну, у вас с Рабашем как бы ситуация была немножко другая, чем у нас.
But between you and Rabash was a different situation, as much as I understand. You lived more tightly together. We are much more involved with the world around us. The question is, how should we come to that state that you reached? When you were with Rabash.
I don't understand why the external environment should influence you. You have a family where you are inside of your small circle, let's say. You have your workplace where you are in a bigger circle, where each one can come and take part, maybe, especially with your profession. And there is the circle of your friends in the group. And there, no one can enter. Even another 10 cannot just get in there like that into your 10. That's it. So what's the question then? We just need to determine what is more important than what.
Vlad. Тут вопрос достаточно. Ну, вот он пишет там, Бальсулам, что нужно находиться в святости.
Бальсулам writes. That we have to be in holiness, in adhesion with the friends and with the Creator. But doesn't the external environment interfere with us, disrupt us?
No, we have to, the whole world, not only humanity, even the still vegetative animate, because all of these things, we will see how much they carry within them, how much they accumulate within them, different desires, and we will need to connect all of them into a single system called Adam. The Creator intends for it, for that Adam, so that the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, all of them, all of us, are connected, and we unite between us and unite this whole system.
I mean,
that in order to come to feel the Creator, we have to have the rest becoming so empty, and you work on top of it, so it doesn't rear you off from the spiritual work. How do we make it that empty?
This is a matter of importance, what we're talking about now. What's more important, what's less important? And this is something that you have to position before you, this ladder of values. What's more, what's less? So, this is why Kabbalists give us advice to connect between us, to perform all kinds of actions, so that we will determine that all in all, the essence of our connection in the group is what determines the correct outcome of our life. Soon we will die, and we will close this circle. So what will you be left with? With that result of the connection in a society which you have arranged, which you have established to some extent, and you brought it closer to the form of Adam, similar to the Creator. This is what each one should try to do. And all the rest, for sure, in that we have no connection to eternity. Everything accumulates into the connection between people. That's it. Okay? Tel Aviv 4. Thank you, Rav. Good morning. Yes, on the same topic, there are times when we leave the lesson, and nevertheless, we go over the lesson, we connect in the meetings with the friends. However, the heart is not there. The heart is in different places, in different desires. So what, I mean, if everything that we try to do doesn't really bring you back to that state, where the heart is in the connection, so what can we do?
Pay attention to what you read and think before you go to sleep. The thoughts with which you go to sleep should determine for you what you feel in your sleep, even if you don't remember what you went through in your sleep. Because during sleep, the mind makes all kinds of arrangements. It sorts what's important, what's less, what's more, and prepares itself for the next day. And therefore, it's very important for us, before we go to sleep, to redirect ourselves in the right direction, and with this, go to sleep. That's it.
And after the lesson, let's say when we go out to work,
after the lesson, I nevertheless try to come out of the lesson smoothly, not jump immediately into life, but gradually. I continue a little more with the earphone in my ear to continue to listen to something, each one with whatever is more convenient for him to remain in the spirit of the lesson, and along with it, go into the daily life. That's it. So try.
No.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
What is the relation, the connection between our study and determining the world, sentencing the world to the scale of merit? How the fact that we sentence the world to the scale of merit keeps our connection, keeps our heart in the connection?
Well, of course it is, because sentencing the world to the side of merit means that I want at least what is in my power. I want to change the system into the right direction and to be in it and strengthen it. That guards me more than I want to guard the system. It is called the ark carries its carriers, as it was in the desert, when they thought that they were carrying the ark. But it's not so. It is the ark that carries them, that holds them. So don't be afraid, everything will be okay. The important thing is to have patience nonetheless. And each day, through the connection, another small step forward.
Unity 2.
Рав, может быть частичное слияние с учителем?
Что?
Рав.
Может быть частичное.
Can there be partial adhesion with the creator? Is it possible to have partial adhesion with the teacher? Sorry.
Ло. Это только дорог хаверим.
No. Only through the friends. There is no connection with me, but only through the friends. That's it. And with the Creator, with me, if there is with me and with the friends and with me, then there is with the Creator, only in this way. PG 31.
Rav, how do you recommend to the friends that because of their duty are very much mixed with the media and a very external environment and they share with each other all day long in that, how can they guard themselves?
They have to dedicate to it several hours a day only, and the rest of the time be on a different duty. You can't be constantly under the governance of the media. Take any person from us and put him in the government, for example. You will see how they change his mind. And in a little while, he will become like the rest of the people that he is hanging out with. He thinks like them, wants what like them, and that's it. And he can't do anything for himself because it's the influence of the environment on a person. So we have no choice. We have to guard our friends and see that if a person goes under foreign influence, meaning begins to think like them and acquires their values, then we have no choice. We have to grab him and pull him out of there.
Do you think that if there is, let's say, a chat where we only talk about current affairs, things out of this world, is there room once in a while to also remind them about the purpose of creation? Or
this is why we need to reconnect with the group several times a day and not do it mechanically. But I have no choice. The group forces me, so I come to it. But I come to it in order to reconnect to the nipple, to suckle, to receive my spiritual strength. PT 19.
Microphone, Zvika.
Okay.
Okay, he says, but rather he has one counsel to cling to his teacher and to the books. This is called from the mouth of books and from the mouth of authors. How does one know that, first of all, that he has reached the correct environment, the rabbi that he has chosen? How did you reach that and to know that this is the right thing, this is the good environment?
I was yearning to know the essence of life, the purpose of life, how life is built, how it moves. That's why I went to learn biocybernetics. I thought that this is where it was. But it's not in physics. It's nowhere. But biocybernetics, meaning how the body is built, how the systems of the body work systemically. It gave me great hope that I could know the program of life, the essence of life. But of course, once I got there, I saw that they had only a few formula of how systems work, and it didn't give me any answer about how life is built, where it is directed, but only I only got a simple explanation throughout my years in university that life is built in such a way that every organism maintains itself in order to sustain itself in an internal state that is as safe and secure as possible. That's it. This is the essence of life. But where is it directed? Let's say all of us are healthy, living correctly, and everything. But what for? That question isn't even, it has nothing to do with science because you cannot measure it, you can't weigh it. So after university, when I had no choice, I finished it already, I graduated, So I had no reason to continue. And after that, until I came to Rabash. This is why I was so happy. I was overjoyed. I remember myself. There are such people among you, I'm sure, whose joy was immense once you find a place that talks about the essence of life, why we live, what for, how we attain the real life. What is life before death and after death? Who manages this life? How I can influence it? The system that governs my life? All those things.
Because you told us that you went, you were among many rabbis for a long time. How did you know that Rabash is the truth? How did you know it? How did you feel it?
I felt it right from the very first talk, and not even with Rabash, but with Hillel Gibstein, his disciple. He was very wise. He was very, very smart, very analytical. His analytical brain was amazing. He was very smart. And everything that I asked, he answered me with one sentence. But from that sentence, you could write a whole book out of that sentence. That's the special thing that was about him. He may not have been great in attainment, but in presenting the material, it was something special. That's it. And then I started getting clear scientific answers to my questions. Because I am a scientist, a young scientist. I was 33. Something like that. 32. And I didn't think that I would be rewarded with hearing such answers. So once I got them, and he answered every single question I would ask, and he would answer. I would ask, and he would answer. Very seriously, what we were sitting opposite from each other, with a desk between us, I'm asking, he's answering. And that's how it went throughout the first lesson. And I left there with absolute elation. My mind was full. There's something to think about and arrange. And all the cells, compartments in the mind, the heart was filled with impressions that also had to be put in order. And I came out of there, I remember. My feeling was just, the first time in life. For the first time I felt that I had found a place where I could attain the essence of life, the purpose of life, what life is for, how to manage life, where it comes to, from where it comes to us, how we should rise to the place, to the command system of life. When a person comes to control, the main thing we want is to control our destiny, not just in this world, but in the next world, both worlds. Everything that we feel that exists in reality. We were once in adhesion with the Creator prior to the sin, prior to the breaking of the system of Adam HaRishon, and we want to renew within us. We want to renew that state. That record is in us. And this has to lead us forward, onward. Those who have this record from its place in the system of Adam HaRishon, and it pulls them strongly back to that system, this is called a point in the heart. And it is present in all of our friends to a greater or lesser extent, but it is in all the friends. And the truth is, each day it's becoming revealed in more and more broken pieces in the human race.
I always wanted to ask you about that. You explain very nicely. Sometimes I'm shocked from the things you said. This quality that you have, or the degree that you had, did it help you to advance spiritually?
No. Not at all. The fact that I'm a PhD in philosophy doesn't help me in any way. I thought, well, actually, it was a mistake I made. I thought that through it I could circulate the wisdom of Kabbalah better. Because a PhD, after all, is it adds to you, ostensibly, in terms of presenting yourself in all kinds of places and titles. But when I saw the kind of people I was going among, I threw away this PhD and I settled for being who I am.
If so, what helped you to cling to Rabash?
What?
What helped you cling to Rabash?
Only by discovering that he was speaking in the direction that I wanted to reach even before I came to him. I found a place that spoke about the same goal that I probably also want to achieve. That's it. It was very, very surprising. I went to all kinds of, well, I engaged a little bit in all kinds of philosophies and all kinds of currents, trends, teachings, but not esoteric, things that are close to science, because by nature I'm a scientist. I can't believe things that someone says and I accept it as truth. I'm just as smart as he is, so I don't believe anyone. I need proof. And here I started getting proof, reasonable proofs, rational, in the intellectual, reasonable, rational proofs. I saw that where man's boundary was, and above it you can believe. That's your own business, but Kabbalah doesn't deal with believing the way people think of it. In Kabbalah, faith is the power of bestowal that you have to obtain. So it turns out that you just have nothing left if you want to enter, if you have the inner preparation from the perspective of your soul, from your own inner part, to know the essence of life, then it is certain that he will come to the wisdom of Kabbalah and stay. He will feel that here is the place, here is the right method. He may not have the powers, the strength, and all kinds of disturbances that he won't be able to overcome. That too is impossible, but let's say he can't overcome them. The Creator gave him such things that, for the time being, he leaves. But still, whatever the case may be, if a person doesn't lie to himself, after he knows the wisdom of Kabbalah, he can say only one thing. It is the truth. Either I quit because I have the strength, I don't want it, I'm just going to shut my eyes. And as it is written, we will eat and drink because tomorrow we will die. So today we will celebrate. Today might last 20 years on. But That's the way it is. That's what all of humanity is doing. And that's it, basically. You know what is happening. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, how can a person know where the external environment is stealing, robbing him of his attainment, or whether these impressions come according to the order of the degrees with up and ups and downs?
The impression comes to a person. Everything that comes to a person in the end is only from the Creator. The upper force, which is the upper light, which is the surrounding light, which surrounds us and tends to us, pressures each of us closer to each other, farther from each other, etc. It is all done by the upper light. We should nevertheless understand that whatever happens, we can only accelerate time. This is what is written, that Israel, those who yearn for the Creator, Yashalkel, straight to the Creator, they accelerate time. This is what we can do. But it's a lot. Because by accelerating time, we run away from all the negative things. We yearn only to get to things that belong to the purpose of creation. And therefore, in this way, we advance. And then we quickly go over, it's called rushing time or accelerating time. So that's what we need to do. And it depends on the extent to which each moment, each one does his duty in the common vessel.
Can I ask another question?
Well, all right.
During our time, the hastening of time, doesn't it depend on the extent to which we expand our environment outwardly? So
yes, today it is very important because we are in the time of the last generation. There's one who is strong in quantity and one who is strong in quality. Right now we are strong in quantity, but every day we are becoming stronger in quality. Next to me is Michael Sanilevich. He's sitting next to me. He is the head of our association, our organization, and he's also in charge of, and also Shimon Kahman, who is in charge of connection within the organization. And he's telling me that we're not really growing from month to month number-wise. We're growing in quality. In quantity, we will still have to work on it.
Sure.
Let's sing a song.
Let's hear a song together.
And begin to dissolve in the love in the air.
Let's read the article again. Shamari 25, things that come from the heart. Regarding things that come from the heart, enter the heart. Hence, why do we see that even if things have already entered the heart, one still falls from his degree? The thing is that when one hears the words of Torah from his teacher, he immediately agrees with his teacher, and he resolves to observe the words of his teacher with his heart and soul. But afterward, when he comes out to the world, he sees, covets, and is infected by the multitude desires roaming the world. Then he and his mind, his heart, and his will are annulled before the majority. As long as he has no power to sentence the world to a scale of merit, they subdue him. He mingles with their desires.
So it
turns out that who is stronger and who is weaker? A person being impressed by his Rav being also the Ten, or the outside world. And they are struggling. They're struggling over the control of a person. Who will govern things that pertain to the spiritual path or things that pertain to the corporeal path?
And then he is led like sheep to the slaughter.
In other words, he has no choice like sheep.
Right?
So there is a herd of sheep, and they are brought to the slaughter, right? So they don't know, they just have to go, and that's it. They have no choice. So is the person. He is either controlled by the inner forces, spiritual ones from the group which he receives, or controlled by the world which influences him. He is between the two, and his choice is only under which to be. He can't do anything but that. The choice is given to man to relate himself in his internal direction to the group or to the world. But once he decides, that's it. He is already governed by them. And this is basically the fate of life.
He has no choice. He is compelled to think, want, crave, and demand everything that the majority demands. Then he chooses their foreign thoughts and their loathsome lusts and desires, which are alien to the spirit of the Torah.
This is why Kabbalists always preferred to be in low, insignificant works, and not work with people, but work as cobblers or even street cleaners. Never mind what. He's making enough to live on. He's happy. He doesn't belong to anyone. He's not influenced by anyone. And he can remain with his thoughts and with his internal scrutinies and constantly with himself.
In that state, he has no strength to subdue the majority. Instead, there is only one counsel then, to cling to his teacher and to the books. This is called from the mouth of books and from the mouth of authors. Only by clinging to them can he change his mind and will for the better. However, witty arguments will not help him change his mind, but only the remedy of dvekut, adhesion. For this is a wondrous cure, as the dvekut, the adhesion, reforms him.
Well, I think it's clear to us already. Go on, finish the article.
Only when one is inside Kedusha, holiness, can one argue with oneself and indulge in clever polemics. Now the mind necessitates that he should always walk on the path of the Creator. However, one should know that even when he is wise and certain that he can already use this wit to defeat the Sita Acha, the other side, he must engrave in his mind that all this is worthless, that this is not a weapon that can defeat the war against the inclination. For all these concepts are but a consequence he has attained after the aforementioned adhesion. In other words, all the concepts upon which he builds his building, saying one must always follow in the path of the Creator, is founded in adhesion with his teacher. Thus, if he loses the foundation, all the concepts are powerless, since they will now be lacking the foundation. Hence, one must not rely on one's own mind, but adhere once more to books and to authors, for only this can help him. But no wit or intellect, as there is no vitality in them.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Let's go to women. What can you do? It's another part of us.
The question from Moscow, how do we learn to distinguish between what depends on us right now and where there is actually need to be patient?
Again?
How do we learn to distinguish between what depends on us right now and where there is need to be patience? Rav, you said in the beginning of the lesson that there are things that we can do on our own and there are things that we cannot do yet. The question is about that.
Oh, so that's the question? How to divide between what we can do and what we can't? It all depends on the scrutiny in the group. In general, the whole of the spiritual path cannot be as a decision on the part of a person, but only as a decision of a person who is in a system, in the group. Understand that we are in a group. A group is a small circle, right? Or you could say it's a system of 10 sfirot. So I am among those 10 parts. If I'm among them and I want to absorb, to receive and to give with them together, then I can say that I'm in the right state. And then I make the right decision, meaning spiritual one, not which closet I need to buy for my house. In other words, all of our decisions should be a result of the extent to which we are in our environment. And when we decide later about this environment, that we want to be as a result, influenced by them, then we will feel that the sum of all of our friends is the Creator. It is the Creator who is operating, because we must also take into consideration that behind every friend stands the Creator. Behind every friend. So if I relate to it in this way, in order to assemble all the friends and try to adhere to them as much as possible, then through them I actually want to penetrate to the Creator. So my impression from all the friends, the sum total of it, gives me more and more an impression from the Creator. And then that concealment, when I see faces, passes away. I don't see faces. I see angels. What does it mean, angels? Systems that bring me knowledge of the Creator. This is the meaning of every friend being an angel.
Ken Coleman.
I heard that a person has no choice after he chooses an environment or a group. How can still friends leave us after years?
Yeah, they didn't choose anything, they're not holding anything. The choice should be more and more every day according to the new qualities we discover in ourselves. New discernment, we need to renew our adhesion in the environment. As it says about the Creator, He renews the act of creation every day. Accordingly, we need to arrange ourselves, renew ourselves.
It says in the article that the adhesion reforms one. Being in the lesson every morning, is that considered complete adhesion according to the article?
Yes, to be in the lesson means that a person is returning himself to the correct course, the right direction, adhesion in the group, adhesion in the general system of Bnei Baruch, and consequently, I think it is necessary. It's simply necessary for spiritual advancement.
What is the meaning of the concept, the right?
Zchut, privilege, is from the word zakut, refinement, that through his participation and exertion, a person becomes more refined. Although he has more coarseness above it, he attains refinement.
To judge the world to the scale of merit, does it mean that I change or the world changes?
If I want to bring to the world the knowledge of the direction of its development, this is my work towards the world. I have to do it.
So do I change or does the world change? Judging the world at the scale of merit.
I change because the world is what's depicted in me. Therefore, I change my perception, my feeling. The world is a result of our connection to various seemingly external elements, and they're not external. They're the parts of my soul that I bring closer to me. There's nothing in the world except for one soul, and we need to attain it, to arrange it before us. That's what we attain.
Where do I take the force to judge the world to the scale of merit?
From the 10, a person does not possess any spiritual forces except for his tiny egoistic power that he has and a spark in order to come out of this force and begin to connect with the environment, with his 10. He has nothing other than that. So it turns out that each and every day, he must feel just how much he disconnected from the 10 and how above it he has to reconnect with it with greater depth and additional forms of participation. That's how it's going to be daily. He who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater.
A question from Almata. If our intellect is like a machine, what does it mean that we build a new intellect?
Our intellect, our mind, we have to read an article by Baal HaSulam on this. No, no, not now. We're not going to go to it right now. We're going to learn about it. Our intellect, our mind is a result of many states, many actions that we have to go through.
Question from USA 12. What's the difference between faith, the force of faith, and the faith in the Creator?
Faith is not a psychological feeling we have. Faith is the force of bestowal that we can attain with the help of the upper light that will shine on us, and then we will have the force of faith above the force of reception, meaning the upper light that influences me, helps me restrict my will to receive. I close my will to receive under my control, well, with the help of the upper light, of course. And above this control, I begin to develop such actions by which I can rise above this force with more and more actions from myself outwards towards the Ten and the Creator. That's how we need to think about it, understand it, and do it.
Last question from USA 3. What is the meaning of building a vessel? Is the Creator the one who does that? And is the kli, the vessel, the tense fiat?
To build a kli, a vessel, means to build a connection between us. Or later, in that connection between us, we'll begin to discover the system of the tense fiat. It doesn't have that much to do with the number of men or women in the group. Rather, it has to do with how much each of them wants to annul towards the group. And then we begin to feel above our annulment that we are 10 parts arranged from above between them by the upper force.
That's it in the meantime.
Nice. Thank you to the women for their beautiful questions. Good, smart questions. And we have the following. We have another article. Do you want that, or is it better to go to the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah?
Let's vote.
Okay, let's vote.
Number one is Shamati 26, and number two is to go, move on to the preface.
Okay, so what are we doing?
According to the vote, Shamati 26.
Let it be Shamati 26. That's how I felt after yesterday's meal.